the complications with this game go above and beyond just a 100% redress. Anybody that has to have their house demolished under the current conditions, normal under the mill, have to go look for planning, which will probably take 6 months. €3,000 architect's fees. They probably will have to replace the doors and windows, new kitchen, fittings inside. These are the issues on the ground that needs to be addressed and that the scheme don't take care of at the moment. Anybody that's getting their blocks tested, they might have to pay €6,000 up front. These are the issues that we need to address. You know, I know people are uptight. We all have families, friends, people that walk the streets for us as politicians that are affected by this. I understand and I know the emotion. But it's not like the minister isn't looking at this. It's not like the minister is saying that he won't look at this or make changes. He has an open mind to it. There are also issues in administrating from the council's end as well. They are being addressed and they need to be given that space to respond to it. After that, people are not happy with the scheme, well then let's talk about what the response needs to be. But the moment has been looked at, so we need to be careful for what we look for. I remember protests like this being put together before for the likes of the marina programme that was in Donegal, objections and protests and legal challenges. It resulted in this county losing out in millions of euro. You know, it was very easy for some opposition to wind this up and I suppose acting and getting people that are in a vulnerable position to react when the moment is not needed. Let's give the space, wait for the response. And if we're not happy with the response then, let's talk about that then, you know. But let's be proactive. Let's not be reckless.
And what would you say to those homeowners who did take to the streets? They felt they had no other option than to do so.
Yeah, and that's been driven by certain individuals. But let's take the reality of this. Minister O'Brien came down August last year and announced this, met the Mega Action Committee. They raised concerns at that stage that, you know, there may be other issues with that. So, and I told them very clearly, you know, I'm open to making changes. Let's keep in contact. As time moved on into Christmas, it became apparent that there were major issues. And after Christmas, they become more apparent. He came back and he met the Mega Action Group with public representatives on the 9th of February. And he asked for a report backing up their claims. He didn't get that report until the 29th of April. It's now on his desk. And some of the rest of us have taken other issues to his table. Our own councillors, Fianna Fáil councillors, sat around the table with us for many hours, talked about the issues with planning if your house has to be tumbled, talked about the difficulties of having to pay up front for your doors and windows, and the difficulties between the council and the engineers. And there was a difficulty there as well. There was a difficulty with the council deciding on the applicants and the amount of time it was taken to do that. They are addressing that. But this is complex. And we all have an interest in resolving it, and we intend resolving it. But the issues are in front of the minister now. We need to allow that their space. And respectfully, I understand the emotions, but I would ask people to stand back and give the minister the time to respond. And if it's not good enough at that stage, let's have a greater discussion after that point.
And many feel that they can't, as you say, stand back because they feel that this needs to be dealt with immediately as some homes are falling down around them.
Yeah, and I'm witness to much of that. We're dealing with this case in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of a housing crisis, but we're dealing with it. And it is a priority. So give us time to work through it. There will be an appropriate response. But we can't just go shouting and roaring when we have people working with us. We need to be dignified in our approach and how we go about it. Give them time to respond and let's see what the response is and let's talk about it after that. We do have the ear of government. The Taoiseach acknowledged last week in the Dáil that this, you're looking at about €1 billion worth of funding over the next 10 years. what's €1 billion funding do for you? It would build a road from Stabban Balbafay back into Letterkenny, bridge across the Swilly, Balbafay bypass. It would give you a train service to Derry. It would sort out probably all of her health services in Donegal. It's no joke. Despite all the other issues we have across the country, it's not easy getting that type of funding. But there are commitments there. So I'm just asking for the space, for the response. These issues are being dealt with. We're meeting weekly on it, and we're trying to sort it out.